Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nickel Creek Platinum, traded on the TSX under the symbol NCP and on the OTCQB under the symbol NCPCF. I am chatting with the CEO, Stuart Harshaw. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Nickel Creek Platinum is focused on the 100% owned Nickel Show project in Yukon. The project already has a large resource, is known as the Wellgreen Deposit, so that does ring true with some people who was following the former company here, Wellgreen Platinum. But we're going to be following up on a news release that came out November 29th because it is recapping the 2021 exploration program, the drill results from that program. Total of 12 holes, little over 1,200 meters. A lot of these holes were focused on this Arch target, a couple holes over at this Burwash area. Stuart, let's start off with these results here. Now, I know the company's strategy was to go out and find a high-grade near-surface deposit that could be incorporated into the mine plan, improve the overall economics. What did you see in these results that were all released on November 29th?
Yeah, well, thanks, Corey. I mean, this is exactly what we were looking for. We were looking for high-grade massive sulfide. And when you're getting 2 to 4% nickel grade, that is what is considered a very good high-grade massive sulfide. And the near-surface component of it just is really, you know, at 20 to 40 meters in depth, it means that, you know, doing a pit is definitely something that is, you know, reasonable, you know, in terms of bringing it in early into the project. But the key thing too here is we had really good PGM grades, you know, that correspond with this massive sulfide, grading as high as over 4 grams per ton for total PGM, which would be platinum, palladium, and gold. So for us, it was exactly what we were looking for. I mean, this is an example of what this the Nickel Show project can provide to us, and really, and you know, it's something that we're quite pleased with the results.
Okay, so you summarize those results there, where some of the nickel grades between little over 1% up to almost 4%, and the total precious metals grades there 1.3 up to almost 4 grams per ton. Now, the widths here are varying from about 1 meter up to little over 4 meters. So some people could look at those and say, well, it is still fairly narrow widths. What can you tell us about the widths that you are seeing here?
Yeah, the width is narrow, and it's really a plate. So we did some geophysics work, if you will, on the whole area after our program. So we did both borehole EM as well as some more surface lines. And really, that was to narrow the focus in and kind of show just, you know, how much potential. And what we found is there is, you know, decent return in the area, which means that this is from an area point of view, it's a potentially a large area. So that from that point of view, there's still some good, volume to the mineralization. The other piece I would point out is that if you look at it with the disseminated, you now start to get even larger intervals. So the disseminated pushes the intervals out to, you know, 10 to 20 meters of mineralization. And you can look at grades somewhere in that sort of 0.6 to 0.8% on average kind of area. I mean, it's early days yet. We need to do more drilling to kind of prove out where these numbers are, but it's definitely promising from an open pit point of view.
Now, in terms of the different target areas, most of these holes, 9 out of the 12, were on this Arch target. 3 holes, I believe, were in around this Burwash area. Is the Arch target really the standout here?
Oh, definitely the standout. That's not to say that there isn't potential with the Burwash area. We did find mineralization, but we didn't find the high-grade massive that we found at Arch. There is still more conductors across the property to look at, but really our focus needs to kind of zero in on what we have at the Arch in order to get some inferred numbers associated with it so that we can start to understand the potential impact to our overall project.
So what does this mean for follow-up work then, Stuart? You obviously got some of the grades that you were looking for, the higher grades in this arch target. How do you have to follow up with this?
Well, we've got a potential program for next year definitely starting to be laid out based on the results that we got, especially from the geophysics as well as the holes. And really, that would be to kind of start to look at just how far this plate goes and how much volume we get, and we can get our hands around it, heads around it, if you will, so that we can understand just where the impact is.
So then, Stuart, what about next year then? When will you have a bit more of a drill program plan? When can we find out exactly how you're going to go about attacking this and how or when you bring it into a resource stage or even incorporate it into an economic study?
Yeah, so I would say that's coming. We're in the process right now of looking at our options in terms of next year for a program. And that's definitely something to look forward to is what we're going to be aiming to do next year. And really, it's part of the process of bringing the overall Wellgreen deposit into the development curve. So the timing for doing a PFS on the Wellgreen versus doing some more work on Arch and how to bring that into a PFS, I mean, that'll be stuff that we're working on in the immediate, if you term, and look forward to talking to people about how that's going to kind of pan out in the first quarter next year.
Now, are there any other areas on this project that you're also going to be exploring, looking for some of this near surface, higher grade material? Because you look at, I believe it's figure one in that news release, and it shows 18 kilometers of host ultramafic strike length. You do outline where the Burwash East and West zone are, as well as where the Arch zone is, but this is a large land package. So are there any other targets that you're going to be going after?
Well, there is other targets. We haven't decided just the timing of doing that because, our program lengths, if you will, have some restrictions associated with the weather in the Yukon. And so for us, we're going to prioritize what we go after. And so that'll be a combination of the Arch and whether we go after some of the other targets in the Burwash area in order to prove out those conductors. At this point, it's too early to say. It really depends on the size of the program that we end up with.
Okay. Real quick then, Stuart, in terms of cash moving into next year, where does the company stand?
Yeah, we're good right now with cash to the end of next year, which is where we've been for the last bit. So very comfortable in our cash position.
Okay. Well, Stuart, we'll wrap it up here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Stuart to address those. And again, feel free to click on that link below, read over that full news release. And if you do have any questions, send those over. Stuart, thank you, as always, for your time. We'll chat again on the back of some more news.
Sounds great, Corey. Thank you.